In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm called Father Fulgentius. Fulgentius. Mugisa. I understand some of you have been to Uganda. Mugisa. I come from Uganda, Western Uganda. And at the moment, Fort Portal Diocese is carrying out a charismatic renewal conference at St. Leo's College, Kiegobe. If I had not reached Australia, by the time my bishop invited me, I would be in that conference talking about small Christian communities. But I told him I'm already in Australia for 3 months. But it's also a blessing because I wouldn't have been here if I was to be in St. Leo's. And Mugisa in English means blessing. So I'm blessing. Father Blessing is my name. At the moment, I'm staying at St. Bernadette Catholic Parish, Castle Hill. I'm there for another month and 1 week. Then I go back to Fort Portal Diocese to teach catechists, men and women who help like him. Those are the men and women I teach. I teach them religion, theology, to come and help in the work of God. Because in Uganda, the setup of the church is parish, then outstation, or what we call a center. Then that center is looked after by the catechist. So he's the parish priest and a parish priest. So you'd be a parish priest in Uganda. Because you'd be having an independent center, and you're in charge of everything, including saying Sunday service like I'm doing at the moment. The three readings presents us with a challenge of who will be saved and how many will be saved. Are they many or a few? And this was brought or was caused by none other than the human quest to live, as human beings want to live, and live forever, not just for a moment, but live forever. But we know that the life we are having now is short, is transitional. So am I going to die and I die forever and I leave everything that God has offered us, or has offered me? So there is that longing in the human person. There's that quest. Do I die? Where do I go? So how many are going to be saved? Will they be few? Will they be few? And if there are to be few, will I be among the few? If there are to be many, will it be for granted that I'm to be among the many? So those are the challenges. The world presents us two parallel way of life. The spiritual life, that is the life following the gospel, the teaching of the gospel, the will of God, and the worldly life, the leisure life, luxury, the life in the world. You eat, you drink, you enjoy, you sunbathe, you do everything you want. And Pope Benedict terms this, the world life, as the dictatorship of relativism. Dictatorship of relativism. I want to do what I feel I want to do. Don't ask me. Don't disturb me. It is my right. It is my right. Autonomous. I'm autonomous. Please don't disturb me. I'm 18 years. Don't touch me. Children's rights. gender. These days we have gender parity, gender whatever, women emancipation, men emancipation, freedom, dictatorship of the minority against dictatorship of the majority. So all those things are surrounding us. I do what I feel like doing. There is a war against the traditional, what they are calling conservatism of the church, traditional churches. There's that struggle. Good enough, the Holy Spirit has come up and has entered you and entered me. It is guiding us to do the right thing and living according to God's will. And that is following, going by the gospel values, that is second world that life is presenting to us. Jesus, in answer to all these, and also St. Paul, in answer to all these, as we have heard in the gospel and the second reading, Jesus has this to say for us who wants to enter or to be saved. Jesus has this answer, or this has this trick for us, that if you want to be saved, there's one thing that you have to do. Struggle to enter by the narrow gate. This does not mean that there is a gate somewhere, or there is a door somewhere that we are competing for. No. It means that we have to overcome the human complacency, the neglect that we have, the human pride, self-righteousness. I am good. I'm untouchable. I know it all. Then we remain truthful to the gospel, truthful to our brothers and sisters, honest, humble, and obedient to the will of God. Do that, you'll have passed the narrow door which Jesus talks about. And the letter to Hebrews affirms and complements what Jesus has said. It posits that the many will be saved as long as they have discipline in their way of life. Because discipline makes us like little children and makes us children of God. Discipline renews us, reforms us into the likeness of God that we lost when our elder brother and our first brother, our ancestor Adam, failed the commandment of God. Discipline reforms us, reinvents us, reconstructs us, strengthens us, builds us, and makes us new. We are born in the image of God. We become children of God. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this Mass, and as we pray for each other, and as we love each other, as we extend the hand of charity to the suffering, to the needy, the refugees, the elderly people among us, let us pray that God gives us the power to be courageous, that we are courageous. We are courageous when we are confronted by the wickedness of the body, by the wickedness that the world is presenting to us. Let us be trustworthy in the small things that society is entrusting us. Those in offices, those in hospitals, those in banks, those in constructions. Let us be obedient. The young, be obedient to your parents. Wife and husband, be obedient to each other. Then there shall be able to win salvation. The Lord be with you.